Hello out there. Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. You know, the United States Army only has one nonprofit. It's called Army Emergency Relief. It's been providing financial assistance to soldiers, retirees, and families in need since 1942. But there's a problem. Most of the people who could use AER's help don't even know it exists. Today, we're going to see what we can do to change that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, where we take care of our own. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together, they make Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week. We love them, too. Today, we're talking about providing financial assistance to soldiers, retirees, and their families. And I'm excited to introduce my friend, I got to say that twice, the 16th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired, and now Chief Executive Officer of the Army Emergency Relief, Michael A. Grinston, and he goes by Tony, so we're going to make sure we call you Tony all the way through the show. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Jack, thanks for having me. I think you left off one title, you know, greatest Sergeant Major of the Army ever? No?
No, that's me. I started that out, not you.
No, thanks for having me, Jack. Hey,
well, thanks for coming on. And again, before we get started, thank you for what AER does for, you know, all the people around the country. You guys are making a tremendous difference in the lives of a lot of people. So thank you. And I'm really excited about talking about AER because they are making a difference. But there's always a but with everything. We got a lot to talk about today. But before we do that, would you tell the audience just a little bit about you? Anything you want to tell the audience? Go tell the audience a little bit about you.
Thanks, Jack. I would like to say if anybody was in the Army, they would know I am from Alabama and I'm a huge Alabama football fan. So for everybody that hates Alabama football, just okay, roll tide. Just let me be me. Grew up in Alabama, single parent home. My mom raised me and I have a brother and a sister. Grew up Southern and enjoyed it my whole life and then joined the Army and spent most of my adult life, you know, traveling around the world, and then I got a great, you know, chance to be the Sergeant Major of the Army, and I loved it. And my wife of almost 30 years now has stuck with me through most of all that. And my kids are still alive and healthy, so I'm really blessed to be at the position I am now, but I've had a great career even before that. So it's been a great life, and I still got more to give, and I love what I do now.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you've been married, you said 30 years. How many years you've been married?
Yeah, 30 years.
I've been married 56. I just had my 56. But and so I know who's in charge of your family. That's right.
Exactly.
Hey, you're the first non-commissioned officer to ever hold a position as CEO at Army Emergency Relief. Was that already on your radar when you get ready to transition? Were you already looking at that job?
I think I really wanted to do something maybe that has never been done before. I wanted to be a better version of myself than I was. So most people go, oh man, you had that, you know, top of your career. And I said, well, there's more to me to give. And I wanted to do something that somebody had never done. So was it on my radar? Yes, because I'd been on the board, but there'd never been enlisted who's actually ran AER before. But I wanted to do something that was challenges me as a person and then maybe even sets examples for other, you know, enlisted retirees that, you know, can go to a C-suite executive position. So I really enjoy it. I love what I do. And I've learned a lot in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people that senior non-commissioned officers that take jobs like that really open doors for all the rest of the people behind them. So that's a hats off to you, and thank you for moving in there. And I know you're doing a tremendous job. A lot of people struggle with transition. Do you, or did you, I guess, when you got out of the service?
Yeah, you know, everybody thinks, you know, you'll start Ranger Army, it'll be fine. I think I had the same animosity as everybody else. Like, okay, you know, am I going to find a job? Am I, you know, what am I going to do after I retire? So there's always this angst. And then this is something new. It's a change. You know, if you spent 36 years or 3 years in the Army, that transition is still going to create some anxiety. So did I have that anxiety? 100%. And one of the best stories is, I did an interview for a job and somebody told me no. And I posted it on LinkedIn. And everyone's like, are you okay? Are you going to be all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's like, yeah. Yeah, I retired in the Army. What's the big deal? So, but, you know, I got told no. And that was good for me. I learned a lot, and doesn't mean I'm a bad person. It was just, I wasn't good for that position. So, yeah, there was some anxiety. Probably not as much as others because, you know, I'd prepared to get out of the military my whole life, you know, from the day I got in to the day I got out. I never thought, I'll get to stay forever. So I always had this mentality of preparing to leave. But when it happens, it comes with some anxiety, and that was no different than anybody else.
Yeah, I think I struggled probably probably six months to a year, a little bit, you know, sort of trying to fit in. And finally, I decided to just throw myself into work, start working, just keep doing what you got to do and get things done. So, I mean, everybody has to go through it. Everybody else made it. So I guess me and you can make it too. You know, I said at the beginning of the show that many people know about, this is crazy. Many people know about AER relief, but let's do what we can do to change that. Tell people about, you know, what you guys are doing. I mean, they know about it, but they don't know much about it. So how do we change that?
Yeah, they know the words, maybe. Even in the Army, that, oh, I know about Army Emergency Relief. I was like, oh, really? Do you tell me what you know about it? Army Emergency Relief. It's like, okay. You know, it's more than just an acronym, a three-letter acronym. So you said it. We're the Army's nonprofit. We help active duty Guard and Reserve soldiers on Title 10 status longer than 30 days for the National Guard and Army Reserve. We help retirees, and we help surviving spouses. So we only help those that are serving right now. And a lot of people go, well, I'm a veteran. Can I get help? Actually, if you only serve one term in the military, unfortunately, we don't help you. We help those that are currently serving right now. So that's number one. Most people, they kind of know, but they don't know. The second thing is how to get help. So the second thing that a lot of people don't know about AER is they don't know that a company commander or a first sergeant in the United States Army currently can approve a $2,000 loan on behalf of AER. And then if you go to the garrison commander, they can approve $5,000 loan or grant. And when I tell people like what? I was like, yep, when I say we're part of the Army, a commander or first sergeant can approve a $2,000 loan, and a garrison commander, active duty in the military serving uniform, can approve a $5,000 loan or grant. When I give a large briefing, I'll ask that question. What are your authorities? Nobody gets it. Yeah. Or one person out of 400 will get that answer. So they don't know who we are. They don't know where to go to ask for help. And then lastly, they don't know like all the services that we provide. And here's my best story of all. We're in Germany. And this, you know, Sergeant First Class, like, you know, AER needs the help with, you know, rent and these other things that I did. I mean, I came to Germany and I get my first part of rent, my safety deposit, and I did all this up, and it's $15,000. Yeah, I was in the hole. And I go, yeah, we help. Actually, a 50% loan and a 50% grant is if you qualify. And he didn't know. So there's people out there that don't know who we are. They don't know where to go and who to ask for help. And then they don't know the services that we have. And what it causes is all this anxiety when it's not necessary. You could come to us and we could help with that.
Yeah. Is that the number one area you need help with? I mean, is that the number one area? What is the number one area you need help with? Yeah. People need help with?
Well, the number one assistance we help with is housing. It's still the number one thing. People move, it's expensive. If you live in Jasper, Alabama, your whole life, you know, you got family, you got support, and, you know, some, hey, watch my kids while I'm moving my house. So, and you don't have any of that. So when a family member moves, that's still our number one request for assistance is housing. Where I need help is what I said, is just telling people what we actually do and how to get help. If I could, you know, bang the drum on one thing, just tell people, hey, did you know this thing exists that is there to help you? When I travel and I tell people what we do, it's like, oh my goodness, I could have used that. Or I'm in so, you know, I created so much anxiety with this debt that I had that AER could help. So the number one thing I would ask for help is getting the word out on telling people who we are and how we help them.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about how people who qualify can get help.
Absolutely.
This is Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major in the Army. And if you're enjoying the discussion, I know you are, because we're talking about financial assistance. We're talking about what AER does for our community. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A century ago, our founders made a promise to always take care of their own. That promise is still at the heart of everything we do and why our members know we'll do what's right. Because at USAA, we take care of our own.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with the 16th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Michael A. Griffin, and CEO of Army Emergency Relief. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing here on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Hey, you said in the prep call that one reason people don't ask for help in AER is that they don't know it's available. Is that one of the biggest frustrations that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. It's 100% my biggest frustration is there's all these cases when we travel around, we'll hear somebody go, I didn't know you did that, and I didn't know you could help with that. I'm struggling.
Well, I said that to you when me and you was talking one day. You were talking about, we won't get it right now, but he's talking about scholarship, I think, one of the time. And I said, man, I didn't know you was doing that. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's it. You know, people just don't know that we do that. And then they need help. They don't know where to turn. They're frustrated. And you could see it manifest at work. You know, there's something going on. Or imagine you're driving a tank and you get distracted because you're worried about how to put food on the table. And did over $1 million in food grants last year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So biggest frustration is just letting people know that we're here to help them. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we talked about this on the prep call too. Do you go out a lot and you talk to different units or different schools and stuff? Like, I mean, how's that going with you? I mean, yeah. People really responsive when you go out there and try to help them, I guess.
Well, I put way too much thought in this. It's like, for some reason, when people hear AER, it's like, oh, they're going to ask me for a donation. I'm like, no, I just need to tell you about who we are. And so there's this sense that they know what I'm going to talk about, and they don't. And it was a true testament. I went to Fort Bragg, and I said, come on in. I had battalion commanders. It was a session for battalion commanders. I said, okay, this is going to be great. So I asked all these questions about who we are and how we help. And then, you know, eventually I said, what would you do if you're a commander? And, you know, how could you use this? And at the end, this battalion commander said, I want to give you a coin. And I said, yeah, I really learned a lot today. And, you know, I came in here and I didn't think I was going to learn anything. So I do a lot of traveling and I do a lot of talking to as many people that will listen so that they know how to help their soldiers. My biggest joy is when a battalion or brigade commander calls me and says, hey, Tony, I got a soldier needs help. I'm like, we got you. It's pretty rare, though. Most of the time, it's the exact opposite. I'll get, a soldier sends me a direct note. We got a note from a soldier that just got into AIT, PD2. It's like, hey, I need some help. And I'm like, sure, we're going to help you. My vision, is 5 years from now. That's the drill sergeant calling me or the first sergeant. And, so the soldiers trust their leaders to call us so that they can get help for the soldiers. But without a doubt, if they call me, I don't care who calls. We're going to help them. I get yelled at sometimes for the, the current SMA is like, you need to let the chain of command know that. And I go, well, I just want to help people. So, Jack, stop yelling at me.
Hey, you know, it's really funny. I was talking to somebody a little while ago about AER, and I said, I've sent a lot of people to AER over the years in the military, but I never personally used AER. And so I know the resources are, and I'm not sure. I think I had people come and talk to some of my units, but I probably, and I got to tell myself a little bit, I probably wasn't as forthcoming as I should have been, reaching out to them a little bit and bringing them into the unit. And so that leads into my next question. How do we change that? How do we get the word out?
Yeah, I think some of that's on us. So for me is just telling people who we are and talking to the AEROs that are around the globe and just saying, hey, remind everybody, this is who we are. And this is how you get help. And there's a bunch of ways to get help. You can go, I already said, you can go to your chain of command, which is where we want you to always go. But if you don't want to, you can go straight into the ACS office. Usually the AEROs are right there. And if you don't like any of that, you can go online. And really the preferred method is go to armyemergencyrelief.org, one big word, armyemergencyrelief.org. And then there's a request for assistance. And then you fill out an online application and you can go right there online. And it really streamlines it. And that's really what we want to do. So we call that direct access. So we do some direct access cases, but bottom line, we want to just help soldiers and their family when they're in need. Of course, we want to go to the chain of command, but you don't absolutely have to.
Yeah. Do you use a lot of social media? Because I know we use a lot of social media. How do you use social media?
Yeah, we do a lot of social media. And we really, we do a lot of social media. So we really saw this come to fruition during the government shutdown. So we'd always done some things, but man, we were posting a video probably every other day during the government shutdown. Okay, here's what we're going to do. This is what we need you to do. This is where you get the application. This is what you need to apply for. This is how much money we're going to give you. And then every time something else happened, we did a short video and we posted on social media about the SNAP benefits. So it's like, hey, if you don't get paid, we'll pay it. We were constantly telling people exactly where we're going to step in at every moment. But we still do a lot of other things. We try to make fun with it too. I know, Jack, you were a little stuffy when you're the SMA, but I'm
I know that.
I was very, I'm always smiling. Everybody's like, no, you're not. But we did some stuff in Korea. We did like a Squid Games to get people informed about AER, and we posted that. We do a lot of interesting things. One of the biggest hits was me. I was walking around the office one day in Crocs, and everybody thought that was the funniest thing ever. So yeah, we try to make we try to have some fun also on our social media.
So let me make sure. So you do a lot of education, you do a lot of social media, and you talked a little bit about marketing. Anything else in marketing you want to talk about? Tell us how you market the AER there.
Yeah, we do a lot through like our digital marketing. Unless if you're overseas, I've now got a new term is AER Tony, because we have an AFN commercial. So we do have a AFN commercial.
AER Tony?
Yeah, I know.
Do you have a big hat on or something you're going through there? No.
So it's just probably this sweater right here. It's we did an AFN commercial. So anybody in Korea and Poland or in Europe, overseas, you'll actually see an Army Emergency Relief commercial. So you'll get a lot there if you're overseas. But we do some other digital marketing here in the U.S. Because the commercials are super expensive. And so it's mostly just word of mouth and traveling. Yeah.
Is there a particular area where people use AER a lot more, overseas or in the States? Or where do they use the AER? Or is it everywhere, I guess?
I think it's worldwide. There's no one location. Yeah, they use it more than others. So, if you find larger installations, that's where it's get used because you just got more people. So if you go to, JBLM, Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, and we try to go there every year. Can't go to every installation in the Army every year. But we try to do those every year because we got a lot of folks and we always do a lot of assistance in those areas. Plus, a lot of times you have a high retiree population, which is still eligible to use AER. That's another one people don't know about. I'm a retiree. I need help. If financial help, the Army won't help me. That's like I know, but AER will. So retirees don't know that they're eligible to get assistance. And we do a lot of assistance for retirees too. So that's where we go, and that's where we see most of our assistance cases. It's just because those are bigger bases.
Yeah, I got to go back and say what I said to you before when we was talking is that when you told me, I can't remember where we was at, but when you told me the kind of things that you was doing, I don't know if you see my eyes probably got a little bit bigger when you I said, man, I didn't know none of that. And I really, tell you the truth, I felt a little bad that I didn't know. And so we want to do all we can to help you educate the retiree community, active duty, all of our listeners and stuff, and the people that are listening right now, AER can help you and assist you if you reach out to them. So, hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd love to hear a couple more. You already talked about success stories that you've seen since joining AER. So hang in there. No, you're not going anywhere. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the 16th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Michael A. Griston, CEO of the Army Emergency Relief. Remember, this is your show. Please let me know what topics you'd like it to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Hey, could you give me some examples of how emergency relief has been able to step in and provide a soldier or retiree or family members with some kind of assistance?
Yeah. We step in every year to a tune of 31,000 cases every year. So each year, that's about the average of what we assist with. So A lot of times people, when I do travel, they'll go, hey, how come we don't know about this? You know, I've never heard about it. You heard me talk about that before. It's like, I don't know about this thing. And I thought about this. It's like, is people just don't want to tell you. It's like, you know, hey, I know. Hey, First Sergeant, you know, I was really struggling with my finances today and I had to go to AER. Says nobody when they go into work. So I equate it to behavioral health. So people don't want to tell you, I had to go seek behavioral health, and they don't want to tell you that I needed assistance with my finances. And I've even had, you know, commanders say, yeah, you know, these people mismanage your money. I'm like, well, maybe they just had something bad happen. So we do a lot of assistance every year. And the reason that most people just don't want to tell people is because it's usually a really bad situation they're in. Sometimes they feel embarrassed that they need to help, and you shouldn't be. We want to help you. But I think that's just one of those things that people just don't want to talk about. But we do a lot more than people think we do.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point. I know, I'm sure you're the same way. I sort of kept things to myself. You know, you're not real open about stuff. You sort of keep it yourself. As you get a little older, you probably open up a little bit more. And so young soldiers are the same way. Just what you just said, they're a little embarrassed that they need help or need assistance. And they really probably wait to the last minute to get us, where it gets so bad that they're going to put them out of their house, or they're going to do something, or don't have no food. So, no, I perfectly understand that. And we need to do all we can to help them. But get them, the chain of command a little bit more motivated about talking to AER a lot more. Hey, you told me a long time ago, what about the scholarships? Do you give out scholarships? And the people that are listening are going to say, my God, I should reach out to them tomorrow. But what do you do with scholarships, and how much money do you give out every year on scholarships?
Yeah, well, every year it changes. So 2 years ago, we did $9 million in scholarships. Last year, we did 6.5. And then we may do a little less next year. And the reason we do that is based off of, like, we're only donations-based, so depends on how the market's doing. So we have savings account, we have investments. So if that goes well, we can give out more assistance. But here's what I want to be clear. We're always going to do scholarships. Imagine $6.5 million in scholarships.
Wow.
That's incredible. But along with that, I want to make sure that we maintain the assistance that we need, not just in scholarships, because somebody goes, well, I don't want to give money in scholarships. Well, you don't have to, because we give, last year we did $12.7 million in grants, not loans, again, grants in emergency airfare, which is 100% grant if you qualify, housing, car repairs, medical needs, like all these things we did, those are grants. And I'll give you so along with $6.5 million scholarships, we did $12 million in grants and assistance. So that's about $20 million out in grants and scholarships. Gone. No loans. And people go, all you do is loans. No.
Wow.
So it's not true. We do a lot in grants. We do a lot in scholarships. And it's a great organization. Well, I love my job. But
I love listening to you about your job. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's great. And because I get to help people every day, whether that's a scholarship or something else. And like one of those things that people say, well, you help with medical needs. And when I talk to people not in the military, they go, well, you have health care in the Army. I'm like, yep, we do. This is the case. This is Monday, not Monday 2 years ago. This was this Monday. I got a call and said, hey, soldier's child has stage 4 cancer, and they need an oxygen bottle to get out of the house. They need some help. And believe it or not, TRICARE said, yeah, we'll pay for it. And then they go to the shop to get it, and the shop says, yeah, we don't take TRICARE. So, and then he went to the next one. He says, yep, we don't take TRICARE. And so imagine your child. I mean, just imagine that was you. And that's your child. And this was a $6,000 device that they needed. And I said, yep, we just provided them the money last night as a grant to help that family in need. So we step in when healthcare doesn't. So we're doing scholarships. We're doing $12 million in grants. We do $40 million in loans. So on average, we do about $60 million a year in assistance.
Yeah. How long, if I came in and I needed assistance, how long does it take me to get any kind of assistance? If I need, you know, a couple $1,000 or $6,000 or whatever, how long does it take for me to get that money in my hand?
Normally, that a little bit depends on you. So, I'll ask, you know, if you're listening and you do need assistance, we're calling it BAER Ready. So you go on your website and just fill out an online application. And some people go, why do I need to do that? So, well, when you need help, I need to verify that you're actually a soldier. You know, there's a lot of fraud in the world. So, we only do to active duty soldiers that are qualified to get assistance from AER. So sometimes the delay is validating if you're a soldier. So you go on, get an online application. That would be any organization. Nobody's going to give you money if you don't, you know, have an account. So you got to get an account. So get an account with AER. And then if you need assistance, you fill out an online application. We pay through Zelle or ACH. So if you fill out the online application and you get that done in a day, it gets reviewed probably in 24 hours. We pay, and once we approve it, we do DocuSign. It's paid in 4 hours.
Are you the approving authority? I mean, you personally?
Don't send all those to me. Yeah, 31,000 cases every year right here, Tony.
Yeah. I imagine you have a board or something like that. Sits on the board to approve that. Is that how that works?
Believe it or not, like your CEO, because I normally have all that. But so each case, we just have limits by rank and location. Like I said earlier, a commander or first sergeant can approve a $2,000 loan or grant, loan. The AEROs at every installation have authority to approve a loan or grant to $4,000. Don't have to call me, don't have to ask. If it's $5,000, it goes up to the garrison commander or the garrison sergeant major, either or, not both. And then anything above a $5,000 comes to the level 3, which is the headquarters, and that's Charles and the team. Any exceptions to policy come to me. So, and I'll give you one of those. So I said active guard and reserve on Title 10 status. So if you have a National Guard, say in Michigan, and you just had an ice storm and you're on Title 32 status, you're only on weekend, you're not eligible. And you call and say, I got soldiers that need help. Had an ice storm, some flooding, and then they need help with some rent and some utilities. So this is an actual case. The Michigan State Sergeant Major called me, and it was over, you know, $80,000 in assistance that we provided to the Michigan National Guard. And that comes to me. Any exceptions to the rules? And I'll tell anybody listening, if anybody tells you no, you can always send me a note. You know, michael.grinston@aerhq.org. That's my email. You can send me a note. Said, hey.
You may get a lot of emails pretty quick.
I do this all the time. Is that really your email? It might take me a while to get to it. But so any exceptions to policy or rules, they come to me. But those authorities are down there. They do that. If it's under 5,000, garrison commander can approve it. And again, nobody knows. And then what happens, they'll go, AER told me no. I was like, well, did you ever go back to the garrison commander? It's like, what? It's like, what's the garrison commander have to do with it? I was like, well, that's who can approve that. So,
Yeah. I told you, I'm going to get on something, but I told you a little while ago, we should be teaching or talking about AER in every part of our educational system, officers, non-commissioned officers, even in basic training and AIT and all this stuff. Tell them what you have there so they utilize that a lot more. I'm going to remind, I sort of figured out when I was sitting here, was it about 60? How much, what's the total amount of money you give away or help assist with every year?
About 60 or 65 million.
No, yeah, about 60 million. I said, okay. Hey, if an audience has a question about Army Emergency Relief, where can they go to get that information?
Yeah, the same website, it's got all our information, is armyemergencyrelief.org, one big word. And then you go in there, you can get assistance. There's an assistance button on top. There's a donate in the middle. And then all the information on eligibility and then the online application, you'll find that in there. And you can find all that information. And then when you start doing forms, if you don't know, like, you know, what we do and what we help with, just go on there and just look at the website. And I would tell every leader or anybody, if you got a soldier that's struggling with something, you don't have to know everything on everything that we do. Just got to care. Just care. Care that I need, the soldier needs help. And AER is going to do everything we can to help them. And then let us figure out the right form or the right thing to do. And that's probably the best advice. Know that we exist. Know enough what we do. And then lastly is just care a little bit and just give us a call.
Yeah. Is there a number? Do they have a number to call? I'm an old guy. You know, I know the websites and all that stuff, but old guys,
I'm not giving
like
you my
call.
Cell phone number.
I want that number so I can call and get help. Go ahead.
Yeah. But if you go to the website and you can
it
post
has a number
the link,
on it.
Yeah, the website has the link and the phone number. You can go right there. And that does go to our assistants. You could call me and I just call them anyway. So we do have a 24-hour hotline for emergencies. You can go to any AER office. So a lot of those phone numbers are local too. So if you're calling the AER, you're calling here in Northern Virginia. You probably want to call the office at Fort Bragg. So
yeah,
but
yeah,
you go
that
to
makes
website,
a lot more sense.
But no matter what, you go to the website, you call. We're gonna do everything we can and get you assistance. But to help streamline it, we'd ask, you can go to the website, fill out the online application right there. But if you want to go in the office, you're going to go into the ACS, and there'll be an AER rep in your Army Community Services on almost every installation in the Army.
Yeah. Hey, I just watched a video that really helps explain AER, all the support, you know, that you guys give. You can go to the Emergency Army Relief YouTube channel to check that out. Is that how you get to that?
Yeah. So there's a, you can go to the same website. It's a little hard to find, but there'll be a little thing on the top right.
You know. What's neat is you guys are on YouTube.
We're
I like
definitely
that
on YouTube. Yeah. We're definitely on YouTube. I got a lot of YouTube videos, but we also have, like, you know, testimonies, not just me, but I am a recipient of AER scholarship, by the way. My wife.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, my wife got a scholarship from AER when I was in Italy as a SAR first class. Sure did.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's a lot of videos on testimonies and training that are on our YouTube channel. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put on the lower thirds of the show, we'll put the website and all this stuff for the people listening. So when you watch the show, you'll see it on the lower thirds, and that'll help you out if you want to go to YouTube and check out, because I understand it's a great video, and I enjoy the video. Hey, this has been a great discussion, and I always like talking to the, is it the number two or number three Sergeant Major? I can't remember what she was. Or something. You've been around a lot.
At this point, I think I'm number 16, but number one. I'm going to see.
You can't be number one.
Yeah, well, I am going to be true to my words, is that I'll say the 17th is the best version of the Sergeant Major's Army we have. And if not, it's our fault, right? So
yeah,
if we
is.
Train the next
Absolutely.
Generation, if they're not better than we are, then it's our fault.
Yeah, in fact, I watched all you guys after I left. You're really right. They get better and better and better and better. So, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. And you know, it's from an old guy. You'll be an old guy one day, older than me probably, but I'll be gone. But it's nice to see the quality of non-commissioned officers and officers we have in our great Army, because they're doing a tremendous job every day, and they have a lot of things that they have to deal with. Hey, this has been a great discussion. And I just really enjoy talking to you. And thank you for what AER is doing and your team is doing around the country. So you guys are making a difference. Any final thoughts, anything maybe we talked about you want to reemphasize to the audience that, you know, that you really think is important? So just lay it on the line. Say whatever. No, I shouldn't say whatever you want to say. I'm not sure what the heck you'd say then, but whatever you want to say, go ahead.
And most importantly, I'd just like to thank you, Jack, and for your leadership and coaching and mentoring me along the way is number one. And thank you for your team for putting this together, because I truly do enjoy what I do, and I love talking about it. And more importantly, I love soldiers and their families. And I know
Absolutely.
They have some valid needs. And just know that we are here and I'm going to do everything I can do to help soldiers in need. You just have to give us a call, and we're going to do, we don't always, you know, give you everything you want, but we're going to do everything we can to help soldiers and their families. And thank you, Jack, and your entire team for having us. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for coming on the show. And like I said, this has been a great discussion. And again, thanks for making the difference in so many lives each and every day. I was amazed when you told me all those numbers. I'm more amazed now by all the stuff you just told me a few minutes ago. You are making a big difference. So thanks for coming on the show. And please, someday, come back on again with us.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you.
Thanks again to Sergeant Major retired Michael Grinston for being with us. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. Thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Offline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. And you can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notification about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Sergeant Major Grinston for joining us. Just great just having him on the show. And I would just tell you, they change lives of a lot of people, of all of our service members and families. So if you're on an installation or you see AER, bring them to your unit. Let them tell you about the kind of things they're doing to assist you. And the last thing I'd probably say is that don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes we let it get to the point where it's just bad for everybody. So ask for help if you need to help, and AER will do what they can to help you, that's for sure. So thanks for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios, and of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.